What's up, guys? Welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley of That Chick Angel TV, and I will let my co-host introduce himself.
Big Marcus, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Ben MIA.
Yeah, Ben MIA is about as accurate as it's going to get. So today we are going to just come to you all and freestyle a little bit because we've been off the mic for a while. The last podcast we did was about Alton Sterling and Philandro and all the
shootings and everything has been going on.
Yeah, so we're going to come back with a little more lightheartedness, a little more happiness.
Yeah.
But before we jump into the stuff that we're going to talk about, I want to remind you all that you can follow this podcast on iTunes as well as SoundCloud. And then you can see the visual of the podcast on YouTube on my channel, That Chick Angel TV. And you can follow both of us on our social media platforms. Marcus is on Periscope. And you are what on Periscope?
Big Marcus at 2782.
And then I'm on everything. I'm on Periscope as That Chick Angel. I'm on Facebook as That Chick Angel TV. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as at Angel the Actress, as well as Snapchat as at Angel the Actress. If you ever have a question for us, you can use the hashtag ITGTCAA on either YouTube or my Twitter. I think I covered everything. Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
Thank you. I still got it. I'm proud of myself. Still got it. Why you be looking at me like that? So you gotta talk to me.
I'm waiting to hear the topic so we can get going. Yeah, I don't know what the topic is. And Angel's gonna
see, and he's watching the Olympics.
I'm watching the Olympics. That's what's happening.
Don't do that. And trying to make sure you're not clipping the sound either. I'm doing the same thing, but I'm trying to pull my face back some so I'm not killing the sound. All right, today we're gonna talk about friendships. We've talked about like friendships as in marriage, like what are our rules as far as in making same sex or opposite sex friends and stuff like that. But I want to talk about specifically our rules when it comes to our friendships with other people, not what we have rules between us as far as our friendships. So I can tell you now that Marcus does not like how I handle my friendships overall.
No.
Could you tell?
I didn't.
Okay.
Now I've kind of like pulled back, taken a back seat because I realize that's who you are. I think I need to be turned down.
Okay.
You see how far away from the mic I am.
So we're you all will be hearing us discuss these technical difficulties.
Yeah.
We apologize right
that's
now.
That's my headphones.
So tell them why you had a problem with my the way I handled my friendships.
Well, Angel, she would always like Angel tends to have I wouldn't say needy friends.
So you saying, so this is not how I handle my friendships. You're saying how I choose my friends.
No. That goes into relation of how you handle your friendships. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
You asked a statement,
well,
so
no,
I'm announcing.
I was asking how I handled it, and then you described my friends. So I was like, wait a minute, you saying.
I was trying to describe.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Right there. That's what you need to do.
Is that what I need to do?
So, Angel would bend over backwards above and beyond, if that makes any sense, for her friends. It was always would seem like a very one-way thing. And from what I hear, one of our good friends listens to the podcast, and every time we talk about friends and crazy people, for some reason that person thinks we're talking about them, and I'm not. So Angel was always would always be on the phone. Basically, her time would be taken up by her friends. There's some friends that whenever they're going through things, it was always like a one-way thing. Is constantly on the phone, taking up all her free time. It was like give. And I never saw the reciprocal, me personally. And I would get irritated. Like, you know what? And now that I think about it, I'm like, yeah, this sounds a lot like your mom. You just learn to say no.
I do.
Hey, what?
I'm still talking.
But
this is a conversation, so I'm tapping in. You've been talking, and I'm just going
to
tap in.
Like he said, whatever.
Like he said, it was what he saw. But the thing that was crazy to me is that I wasn't complaining. I wasn't complaining about my friendships for you to.
I never said you did.
I know, but that how does something that doesn't involve you per se irritate you to the point
it would
that
involve me because I'm around it. I gotta listen to you be a psychiatrist.
Well, then you know you could say, "Can you go in the other room?" Instead, he would just claim
go in the other room. It's go right there.
We had rooms in our apartment. Don't play. Don't act like we didn't have rooms. But he would. I was so confused by his attitude towards my friendships because it was just like, but I'm not asking you of anything for these people. Like, I don't get why you have such an adamant just attitude about it. He really would. He would talk so. It got to the point one day he had pissed me off so bad. He had hurt my feelings so bad because I never judged his friendships. Like, those are his friendships. Unless I felt like they were crossing over into our relationship, I never talked about your friendships. And he thinks his friendships are just perfect. They're
not. I didn't say they're perfect. But I ain't never said they was perfect. I don't even act like they're perfect.
But I guess, or how you handle your friendships.
I know I can be an asshole. I ain't nothing perfect about me, my friends, or my friendships. But we close nonetheless. Same as you and your friends. But me, I just felt like, at the time, I just feel like, all right, Angel got a lot of friends that just seem to take advantage of her.
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't feel like that's what it was at all. I don't know. It was just, he has gotten better here recently. Like,
it's recently. I ain't said nothing in a long time.
In a long time, what is that relative to?
With you, your friends, and what they go through? No, relative,
and when you say a long time, like within, like what?
Years?
I wouldn't say years, but okay. If that's what you're saying. Right. But yeah, so we have that. So Marcus, he doesn't talk to his friends as often as I talk to any, I feel like, of my friends. I don't think you, only person you talk to often is me. Is there somebody else that you talk to often? Yeah, he's not one. He's not a phone person, and most of his friends are in Kentucky. He does have a couple of friends out here, not a slew full. So off top, like, our friendships, the way we handle our friendships are different because I like to communicate with my friends, talk to my friends. I talk to my best friend Nina about every single day.
But go ahead. That's just a woman thing. Angel will be on the phone with her. It's happened more than once. They would be on the phone talking to each other while the other one's while the friend is on the way over here, would be at the front door. They're on the phone holding a conversation. I'm like, can y'all shut up and wait till y'all see each other in 3 seconds?
Why is that a problem for you?
That's affecting me because I'm trying to watch TV.
Again,
and I got to hear listen to y'all.
Just say go to the other room.
I'm like, this is my house too. I ain't got to go to the other room.
No, I would. I would either bring down my voice or I'd go to
the other
room.
Yeah, girl, he over here tripping, so let me go on and get off here. Hey, girl, like I was saying.
Whatever. He just gets such a...
That's just ridiculous, though. Like, are you saying?
He just does not like the fact that I handle my stuff different than him. That's what it is.
I don't care if you handle stuff different.
Look, you would
You do everything different from me.
And you complain about everything.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You do. So, he... Like, how often do you say you talk to... Like... Who would be your best friend outside of me?
I don't know.
So how often do you talk to your closest friend outside of me, I guess is what I'm saying. What I'm asking.
My close friend's probably BJ. That's a guy, so of course we ain't gonna talk on the phone nearly as much as me or Shonda or Erica or somebody.
I didn't say how long, I said how often.
Well, that's what I meant, how as often.
Oh, okay. Okay, then one of your female friends.
Once every couple weeks?
Yeah, like me and... Erica and Nina, if I only talked to them once every couple of weeks, I would think we were beefing or something, like we had an issue with each other.
Between men and women,
I guess so.
You don't know a man that talks to another dude or even another chick other than his wife or something daily.
I did. He's passed, but we talked every day
because y'all was shopping.
Well, still, even if we weren't shopping, me and Wendell would
be. That was one person I would probably talk to every other day.
You did.
About food. That's about food, going to eat, what we going to eat, or where we haven't ate that we need to eat. Like, that was our thing.
Was it the same for you and BJ when you were in Kentucky? Because I feel like
Yeah, when you're around a person, you're going to be doing stuff together. That's different. But if I call BJ right now or tomorrow, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the kids. Mm-hmm. Families.
Sorry for the loud helicopter.
We might talk about a car or two, but we ain't gonna do that the next day.
Never a car or two.
Yeah, we in the cars. I text my friends all the time. We send each other pictures of cars and.
Okay, so let's include that in your communication. If you include that, how often do you feel like you communicate with BJ?
Oh, a lot more often.
Like what? Like
once a week. Once, twice a week. Yeah, like we text out. I got a group text going on my phone now. That's what I was doing earlier. That's got like 8 people on it. Mm. Every now and then I get on there and cause a bunch of controversy, irritate some people. They cuss me out or cuss them out, and we laugh about it, and it'll be good until the next week or two.
Okay, so you admit that men and women handle friendships differently.
Yeah.
So why then would you?
Because it was, you even had to admit it.
I had to, no. I've had to defend. Okay, here's the thing. Do I have some friends that are needy? Yes. Now, that I will admit. But do I feel like I am in a position of always being taken advantage of? No. And that's what I had to remind him, is that just because he is not aware of what the reciprocity, or however you say it, of our relationship is, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And...
Okay, I didn't exist.
I know, but that's what your problem was, is because
already stated that.
I can state it again on this podcast if I'd like. I swear, see, because I ain't doing it the way he wanted me to do it. No, I'm just saying,
why we got talking circles? Let's move on to the next thing.
We are going to move on to the next thing. Look, here, sir. Goodness.
You know I like to make the point and keep it pushing.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you've made your point. Thank you. Now let me make mine.
You done made it.
My point is that he gets on my nerves. That's my point. He gets on my last nerve. So, when it comes to friendships, what are your turnoffs when it comes to friends? Like, what's something that lets you know, yeah, I can go ahead and know that this is not going to be a good friendship? Because what's so funny, I'll throw this in there before Marcus starts talking. When we moved out to California, there were so many people who I met, or girlfriends that I had, that either they were getting a boyfriend, or women that I met and they wanted my husband to meet their husband. They were like, oh, that Marcus and them will probably get along so well. And I'm thinking, oh God, they don't know my husband. He doesn't get along with anybody. Like, I would be so afraid for y'all to meet. Not to say, when I say get along with, it's not like Marcus bumps heads with people, Marcus doesn't like many people.
I don't like people. Like, some people don't smoke, some people don't drink. I don't like people.
but he likes to be around people.
Yeah, like, I don't go seeking out friendships. That's just not me. Like, that does annoy me when people are like, oh, my husband's into this, or my boyfriend's into that. Maybe you guys should get together. We ain't kids. We don't need no play date. Like, that's not me. No man likes that. Just put us in the room and think, oh, they'll get together and talk sports and women. Like, I don't know what goes through women's heads, but it's like, that's never been me.
So, go ahead. Go ahead and answer the question.
I want to go close the sunroom door. That's where all the noise is coming from.
I know where it's coming from. Go ahead.
So that's never been me. Like, that was always what her big thing is. Angel was one of the only friends that we had met when we had moved out here and had a bunch of friends and getting friends and everything. We were the one of the only couples. Everybody else is just single. So
yeah, when we first moved out here, everybody was single, like, mostly.
Yeah, and because she had all the roots planted here, or had all the everybody, she knew everybody. I didn't know anybody, so most people we hung around with were women. A lot of them single, and they man hunting and everything, and they did well. Hello, it's Marcus. You should meet Jesse, blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't care to meet Jesse. I don't need somebody out of my face trying to be my friend just because he's trying to get with you. Like, don't involve me in that. You don't even know this dude, so why I wouldn't get to know him? That's basically where I was at.
So answer the question of what is, like, something that you can think of that would make you go, nah, we ain't gonna be friends.
Inconsistency.
Really?
Yeah, I can't stand people that know me. They know me. Like, I'm always me. Whether, you know, regardless of the mood, if like, oh, good mood, bad mood, or whatever, I'm always me. You ain't got to worry about me. Like, Marcus was been doing this lately, been doing that lately. People can't say it about me.
Mm-hmm. So you mean consistency as far as in personality?
Personality, in every aspect. Even when, like, if I consider you somebody I kick it with or hang out with, I can't stand, like, flakiness, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. you around, then all of a sudden you disappear for 3-4 months, then you back around again. I don't do none of that.
I did not know that that was a, like, a thing to you.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Not to say that I need people around constantly just because you was around once, but, yeah, just, I don't know, just consistency is, like, in every aspect you can think of.
Uh-huh. Mine is, I don't like mean people. Not to say that people like mean people, but what I mean by that is that there are certain people that just aren't nice. Like, Marcus is probably the meanest person I would not, and I'm not calling him mean, but he...
You're making me sound real bad.
No. What I'm saying is your level of not give any F's, if you had any, is probably the furthest I can go when it comes to friendship.
Yeah, like, I keep a lot of my F's in my pocket. I don't hand them out, like, very often.
And I remember going to college with chicks that were just ornery. Like, you know, you say hi, they just like, And it's not that they have...
I can't stand it.
It's not like they have anything personally against you. That's just their attitude in life. And I can't deal with that, because
I don't know anybody of a mature age that does that, though, that acts like that.
That's surly. I feel like if we look into our relatives, we might find some people in there. But I don't have time to pinpoint anybody, but I just remember in college people being like that, and I would just be like, what is that? Like,
yeah, because I knew people like that coming up through college and everything, but not...
I know an adult like that, and I actually do consider a friend, because she's not like that with me, but I've seen her be like that with other people, and I'm just like, what is that? I'm like, you know, people ask about astrological signs and all this stuff. I'm like, no, forget an astrology, forget all that. Yeah. Why you like that? Like, I can't, no, that is just not. Any other ones? I've got other ones that just make me go, nope, we ain't gonna be friends.
I'm sure I can go all day, but
give me another one.
I can't think of nothing. I mean, go ahead.
Well, you said you go all day. I'm like,
I sat and really focused and thought about it, but okay. We can't have no dead spots.
Oh, well, I would say I don't like anyone that is too comfortable with my husband. That would be the way that I'll put it. I don't mind. I mean, I want my female friends that consider my husband to be their friend to actually be a friend of his, but like, I don't do that fake flirty crap, like that thing. I don't play around. That doesn't sit well. I remember, you remember that wedding we went to of Laura's in Allie? This is when we were working on ER.
Oh yeah, them ER people. Yeah.
She was just like all hanging all on my husband. She was like,
I was like, one of them, like, constantly pulling my shoulder away.
I was like, okay, that's enough. You can get up off of him. She was like, what? I was like, that's enough. Like, I need her to understand, this is not a drunk angel. This is very serious. I will drag you at this wedding off of some Miss Petty ass. You got your arm around my husband for too long. Like, I have no problem being that chick tonight. I'm not a fan of that. I'm really not a fan of it. And I know sometimes those people might actually be harmless, and that's just as far as they would take it. I don't like it. So that's from a female perspective. I can't. Nope. I also don't like an unlawful person. Like, someone that's just like, Because I feel like he's going to get me caught up. And I don't have a record.
I just listen to you rambling these songs because I'm like, unlawful. Yeah, that's me.
You're not unlawful. You're not. You actually are very lawful.
I am.
To be honest, you are.
I've always been kind of lawful, a little. I've had some unlawful
He's had some
experiences.
Look here, we'll see if Marcus will tell you about his past this next
podcast. Don't nobody need to know about my past.
I said we'll see if he will.
I'm telling you now.
We might get him liquored up and he might get a little loose in the lips and tell y'all a little bit of his. But that was long before I met him because this angel would not be having it. No. Mm-mm. Yes, I can't deal with. I get too nervous. Like, I'm too much of a goody two shoes to be dealing with somebody who just, you know, extra. I can't. Like, I don't think.
Coming from your family, you would think.
Whatever. So, have you thought of another attribute that just makes you go, no new friends, can't do it?
What did I say? I said,
You didn't already forgot what you said.
No. I had another one right there. I lost sound.
What about people? I know something that you don't like. People who are trying to impress.
Yeah. That was one. That was going to be my second one that I said. Just being. I don't like people that aren't genuine. Mm-hmm. I don't like somebody that feels the need to. I'm not going to say I don't like them, but. It bothers me to be around people that always feel like they need to impress people. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about how much they spend on stuff or just anything that they think is going to make them look good financially or socially or anything. It's like, that stuff don't impress me. It just annoys me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely gets on my... I don't want to be hypocritical because I probably have fallen into that trap. Once or twice in my own self, like being like, and this cost. Now I always tell the cost of something, but it's usually I'm bragging about how.
Yeah, you
cheap.
Brag about how cheap it is. Yeah, that's a different.
I brag about how cheap something is.
Angel, the red carpet thing just took the cake. God dang. You know, you go on red carpet. Anytime you see somebody on red carpet, they say, "Who are you wearing? Or what is this made?" And it's always some, you know, European high fashion artist. And Angel, they asked her who her dress was made by. She said, Express.
That's where my dress was from. It was from Express. It's actually off of the clearance rack.
All right.
Yeah, that girl looked at me like I had a third eyeball coming out of my nostrils. And I'm like, if she didn't want to know the answer, she shouldn't have asked me. But yes, my dress came from Express. And I am okay with that. But I'm trying to think, do I ever... I feel like I'm not going to be hypocritical. I think sometimes it's... You can easily get caught up in that. But then there's some people who have just that personality of wanting to show off something, especially if there was money or effort put behind it. But
I get the trying to, or I get being excited about an accomplishment or something, or you know, being able to say, oh, did like a vacation or something like we just done, anything of that nature. But you know, bringing it up every now and then or bringing something like that up, or like you said, if it's like they spent money on something that they were trying to achieve something, or hey, I did this, that's something they're proud of, that's different from constant bragging. You know, it's like,
yeah no, I definitely understand the difference. And there are some people who they will just
do
keep
it again.
On Look here, if I click this thing one more time,
yeah,
it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it. Was $14 on Amazon. Just like these microphones cost me. I also don't like liars, but I don't think I have like friends that are just, I don't know, like, I mean, obviously they wouldn't be my friends. They wouldn't be my friend if I had,
You got one that lies, like small little lies, but
yeah, yes, yeah, and that is constantly. Irritating.
It's like,
You didn't say that. Shut up. Just tell the truth. Like, it's the person that I know I have to always re-ask the question to get the honest truth.
And they were like, I said, is that what you said?
No, but that's what I was thinking. What I said was, and I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So for you, I think what is really different between me and Marcus is that I will take an attribute that I might not like or want in a friend. And if they have a bunch of other attributes that I appreciate, I will tolerate the other attribute, if that makes sense. Because I feel like people have to do that with me. People have to do that with Marcus.
Yeah, I don't try that hard.
I can be so bossy and I feel bad about it sometimes. You know, I feel like God should not have made me such a great leader.
Wow.
Then I wouldn't be so bossy. But God really put that alpha female spirit in me. And it's hard to turn it off, guys.
But man.
I do acknowledge that I can be a bit of a bossy person. And I can sometimes. And I feel like that has come out of me as I've gotten older. I can be somewhat of a bitch. And I don't mean it in the, no, that's just being a boss. No, sometimes I can just be a B-I-T-C-H. And the thing is that I'm okay with that. It's not something that I'm trying to change about myself. I'm actually, excuse you.
What? I'm listening.
I think my grandmother's spirit is on me. That's how I got some of it. And I'm married to
someone. The only reason so many people can get on my nerves is because so many people want to be around me because I'm awesome. That's like, I'm gonna try to flip it like Angel did. I'm such a great individual.
No,
you are sitting next to excellence.
No, Marcus, okay. No. Shut up. You know that is one of my skills, is that I can actually lead well. Is that not the case?
Yeah.
I do have some flaws in my own leadership because sometimes being a people pleaser, I don't just be like, you know what? No, I'm gonna take this responsibility from you because you suck. I'm over there trying to like, see, I'm gonna hurt him.
Awesome.
Nurture stuff. But I do think I'm a good leader. No?
Yeah, I just said yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, granted, I said it in a cocky way, but that was only to be funny. But because of that, I'm sometimes bossy. But like I was saying, the whole point was is that I feel like there are attributes in myself that people have to tolerate in our friendship. So I take that same thing in consideration. If there is something in a person that I have befriended that might just get on my nerves, I'll be like, well, you know what? This about me probably gets on their nerves. And as long as I can tell that they have a kind heart, I'm going to look past that. And I think sometimes that's where you might have been irritated in my friendships, is that I was looking past certain things because I was looking at the person's heart and not so much the things that would piss me or you off. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add to the conversation? What is it? Okay. This is the last question, then we'll end it. What is like the thing that attracts you to someone as far as in a friendship? Do you have
the opposition of everything I said I didn't like.
Like, okay.
I like genuine people. I like people that are real, honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honesty is a big thing.
So, for instance, you made a friend with one of my with two of my Soros husbands.
They my homies.
Yeah, what about them?
And the Soros are my homies.
Yeah. So, what about them do you feel like made you go, yeah, they cool. I can't, like, what was the thing that hooked you? Because there are people who did not stick that have come around, but these two stuck.
Just that they are genuine. Like, you know, Keith will say whatever is going through his mind.
Yes, he will. That's that Baltimore.
Yeah, straight up Baltimore. And the same with Lee. I mean, they cool dudes. They honest. They down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
They real. It's like, no, what you see is what you get. They're them all the time.
Mm-hmm. They are. You know what it is? I think what it really simmers down to, just because of me knowing you, is that they are very secure in them.
Yeah.
I think that's what Marcus really, that's the thing, because I think he could actually kick it with somebody that is nothing like him, because I would say these two men are very much so like you. I mean, y'all have some personality differences, but y'all are both, all three of y'all are very funny, and y'all are like in many ways, but I think it's there, everybody's very secure in who they are.
Yeah,
nobody's trying to be the other person, and I think that, yeah,
something that's insecurity I don't do well with,
because when I think about you and Wendell, y'all were, other than the fact that y'all were from like country places, y'all weren't really alike. Y'all had some things that y'all liked in common, but y'all really weren't alike.
Yeah, we had nothing in common really other than eating.
Yeah, other than eating. You, yeah. Eating and shopping. Yeah. I think he liked shopping more than you did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
I think for me, the thing that makes me go, yep, you gonna be my friend, is someone who is down.
Act a fool.
Yes. If you willing to have some shenanigans, oh, we gonna be friends. I think that's why me and Shania became such good friends, because
she's a fool.
She's my shenanigan partner, and I am her shenanigan partner. And I don't know, I appreciate that. I feel like it's easy to create memories that are worth remembering when you have someone who's willing to cut loose. So,
you know, I'll still be looking for that little, I don't know what that thing was, a little car that the kids get in and ride.
Yeah, little.
It was leaving it on each other's front porch. I'm still looking for that, because I know she's going to pop up with it one day.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's a fool. All right, guys. So this was our conversation about friendship. Let us know in the comments below if there's a type of friend that you know you like to have, or is there an attribute in a friend that you're just like, it's never going to happen. We're not going to be friends for long. Leave it in the comments below. If you have any topic suggestions, use the hashtag ITGTCAA either on my Twitter or underneath this video on, what is this, YouTube, on That Chick Angel TV. All right, make sure you follow us on iTunes or SoundCloud, and tell other people that you know to watch the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to try to keep this thing going, at least get four in before we take a break.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to make that promise to you.
Our apologies.
Yes.
Because Angel's so bossy, and I'm so
awesome.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the week, and we will talk to you all next time. Hopefully, you'll get a tank top or something this week, too. All right, guys. Y'all be blessed.